You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on with Tomer Eblagon. Did I get it a little better this time? I hope so. He's with Rosario Capital. He's the head guy in the United States, the SVP, head of the Americas. He is the guy that you need to see if you want to coordinate with Israeli capital. Tomer, welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, so where were we before? We were talking about what I call taking people on dates. Tomer, let's say I'm somebody from the United States. I want to team up with somebody from Israel. What type of characteristics does my real estate transaction or my real estate operating company need to be attractive to the people that you work with in Israel, either to go public on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange, raise some of that corporate debt, or maybe get them to come down here and invest in the United States?
So if you want to go to Israel to raise money on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange, you really need to have experience of 15, 20 years doing whatever it is that you do, with a good reputation, a good track record of previous deals. You want to bring Israeli developer to collaborate with you. That could be a little bit more flexible. You work with a big developer and you're starting your own business and you have some opportunity and you have opportunities that you want to show potential investor or potential JV partners, come to me and I'll see if it's maybe there's a match. Maybe we can bring you an Israeli developer to collaborate with you, or even Israeli institution that would be interested in providing you the LP money for your project.
Wow. Now, on the flip side, you must have some real estate institutions, some Israeli institutions or some Israeli investors that call you up and say, Tomer, help me find some deals in America. What are those people asking you to find?
So they're asking me to find mainly yielding assets, opportunities to acquire multifamilies, large office buildings. Some have interest in student housing, and some even still have interest in hotels. Investment size varies between, I would say minimum investment size would be somewhere around $15 million for institutions. If we're talking about retail investors, then retail investors are looking for obviously a smaller investment opportunities, but in the same asset classes. Also, yielding projects, multifamilies is very popular in Israel. Although I have to say that some, if you have a small development project of condos or even rental, that might be also of interest.
Wow, that sounds really, really cool. It only happens that I only happen to be working on three of those right now. I'm writing it down to give you a call on Monday.
There you go.
So hold on, I got to write that down. New York deals, and I got to do that little star there, little star there, little star there, little star there, and that's the exclamation point. So, how did you get started in real estate, Tomer?
Well, I actually started as a lawyer in real estate, and I.
I'll talk to you anyway.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Joined the company. That was about 9 years ago. Did some legal work, but then kind of shifted away from the legal side of things to actual business.
And let's see. So, what is it in real estate that is the part of real estate or the asset class that you feel personally most comfortable dealing with? Is it just the whole capital side?
I think that. The asset class that I feel most comfortable dealing with will be multifamily asset class. Honestly, just because it's a very, very popular asset class in Israel, and I feel that there are a lot of investors for this asset class in Israel.
What's the last transaction that you closed? Tell me a little bit about that.
So we actually just closed an offering in a public offering in Israel of approximately $80 million. That's a fairly known development, Israeli development company that does rentals across Israel.
Oh, okay. And how about in the United States? Have you recently closed a deal with somebody from the United States? Tell me just a little bit about that. We've probably got about a minute left.
Yeah, the latest deal that we were involved with in the USA was for a company that probably some of the people listening to us know, called Extel, with Gary Barnett.
Sure.
We were part of the syndicate that raised the unsecured corporate bond for him through the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange.
Wow.
That was a couple of hundred million dollars.
That's just terrific. If I was going to bring you the perfect transaction and we were going to close it by the end of the summer, well, let me say this, by the end of the year, what would that transaction look like? And we got about a minute left.
Big South Florida developer and owner of yielding producing assets that we could take to the Israeli market for a public offering.
Wow, you just got my head spinning and got me very excited. So when are you going to come down to Miami and buy me lunch? I'm going to get together and drive around and look at those properties because I've got them.
Okay. Next time that you invite me, I'll be there.
Okay. Well, we're going to do that. Just I'm going to send you a link on it'll let you get to the interview that we just did. And you send me back when you want to come to Miami and I'll put your dance card together and we'll see if we can't get you some nice dates. What do you think about that?
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Hey, Tomer, thanks so much for joining us today. We'll be back after this. We're going to have my good friend Dante around the corner. That's who's holding. All right, we got Dante holding on the other line. We're going to talk about what factors are going to help you decide whether you need to take your family company public. Tomer, thanks so much for being on the show. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you.
All right.